Greetings and welcome to the NewsRamp Environmental and Energy Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, delighted to have you with us as we explore today's top stories. At NewsRamp.com, we curate business news from the best newswires, bringing you the most relevant updates. Before we dive in, just a quick heads up. While AI assists in producing this podcast and generating the voices, the news stories are all real. You can read the full articles on NewsRamp.com. Today is Friday evening, July 11th, 2025, and we have a great mix of environmental and energy headlines lined up for you. So whether you're on the go, working out, or just relaxing, stay with us as we get started. Here's our first headline. Dutch startup develops highly sensitive field test for infectious diseases. Spotlight Diagnostics, a startup based in Eindhoven, Netherlands, is developing a test kit to rapidly test for infectious diseases without lab facilities. The kit targets diseases like malaria, chlamydia, and gonorrhea. As infectious diseases become more widespread, efforts like those of Spotlight Diagnostics are crucial. Firms like Sologenics Inc., NASNGX, focus on disease treatment. BioMedWire is a platform covering biotechnology, biomedical sciences, and life sciences sectors, providing access to wire solutions, article syndication, press release enhancement, social media distribution, and tailored corporate communications solutions. For SMS alerts from BioMedWire, text BIOTECH to 888-902-4192. For more information, visit biomedwire.com.
Chinese firm BYD to commence vehicle assembly in Brazil. Chinese electric vehicle giant BYD is set to begin assembling battery electric vehicles in Brazil this year. BYD first entered the Brazilian market in 2021, selling over 100,000 electric cars before import tariffs were reintroduced. This move could jeopardize BYD's access to its largest foreign market. It would be interesting to hear what ideas firms like SolarBank Corp have for expanding their presence in the green energy sector.
GOP Budget Act takes U.S. backwards on renewable energy. President Donald Trump's Big Beautiful Bill has dealt a catastrophic blow to America's renewable energy ambitions. The Trump administration's massive spending bill could potentially remove America from the global renewable energy conversation and hand green energy supremacy to China. Companies like Mullen Automotive Inc. now have to work doubly hard to penetrate and cement their presence in the BEEV space, not just within the U.S., but internationally. This move takes the U.S. backwards on renewable energy progress, impacting firms like Mullen Automotive Inc., NASDAQ MULN, as they navigate the changing landscape of the green economy. SolarBank Corp., NASDAQ, and GY2A clears regulatory hurdle for 7.2-megawatt Hoadley Hill solar project in New York. SolarBank Corp., listed on NASDAQ as CUN, CBOECA as SUN, and FSE as GY2, has cleared a regulatory hurdle for its 7.2-megawatt Hoadley Hill solar project in New York. The project has passed the CESAR process, a crucial step for grid interconnection. But this ground-mount solar array is expected to power 850 homes and is structured as a community solar initiative. Local residents can subscribe and receive utility bill credits. SolarBank will benefit from New York's VDR compensation system, offering 0.971 per kilowatt hour in year one compensation. This marks a significant milestone for SolarBank as it moves towards construction.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Environmental and Energy Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.